Hey, hey, hey. I'm just a life coach with a podcast, but you can just call me J. Nicole. This podcast is mostly about the random things that I call life, with a sprinkle of affirmations, a few things to keep you inspired, and a whole lot of testimonials, but so much more. And they're all from real life situations and happenings. Most of the time, they're through my perspective, but I guarantee you'll understand where I'm coming from. So I hope that you will come, sit a spell, feel better than when you arrived, but most importantly, stick around to like and subscribe. I'll be here on a bi-weekly basis to help you stay focused, driven, following your purpose, but most importantly, to smile. Thank you again for joining me. And remember, you can just call me J. Nicole. Peace and blessings. Hey, 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 guys. So today is another rainy day here in Georgia. It started, I don't know if it actually started last night or this morning, but it actually is a refreshing thing to see. It's very picturesque from where I'm sitting here as I record it. You can see the little drops of water hanging off of the limbs because my trees are all naked, no more leaves are on them. And I took the dog out for a walk, and he's not favorable of the water in the way that I am favorable of the water. I feel like when it rains, it is a way to cleanse away some of the things that need to be washed away. Especially when I had a full day yesterday of self-care and self-love. So I started the day with a therapy session. And the session was actually for me and my husband. It was couples counseling. And I learned some things about myself that I had not previously recognized within myself. One of those things is that I suffer from some of the same things that he suffers from. I think that he avoids conversations and confrontation. And once we got through our session, it was revealed that I do some of the same things. And what we learn is that because both of us have the spirit of avoidance, that is why we've hit some of the rocky roads that we've had to travel. But with all that being said, I said, okay, I'm going to make Saturday all about self-love and self-care because I've learned about something about myself, rather. And I want to expand my knowledge on how to rectify that issue, especially if I am in hopes of salvaging my marriage. So I went out for a massage, and it was the most rewarding thing. I actually am very sore from it, but it's okay because she had to break up some of those knots and tension. You hear the dog, he's going crazy again. He hates the water, hates being wet, even though he's been dried off. But yeah, he's not favorable of being wet. I try to dry him off as much as possible, but he is a very, he's a sit shu. And so there you go. I may have to blow dry him, which he hates. But I went on this massage, and some of the tension that I knew that I had, I did not realize that it was as massive as it was. There was a time when she was working out a kink in my back, and it really felt like it was cutting off my breath. Like I really was like, like I couldn't breathe as she was breaking it up. And it wasn't because it was so painful. It was like, it just would not move. And a lot of us have tension in our lives that as we're working through it, it takes our breath away. We feel like we can't breathe. And so because we feel like that, we avoid it. That's right. You heard it first. we avoid it. We're like, okay, that caused something that I didn't like. It caused a pain or it caused some kind of feeling. The lack of air, for heaven's sakes, is something that nobody wants to be without. So we try to avoid it. And I realized that this area of tension in my life, in my physical being, was representation of some of the things that have manifested in my mental, in the way that I carried myself, in the way that I handled things, even when it was in my marriage. I dealt with them with an air of avoidance, and it was cutting my air off, and I felt choked, I felt strangled. And so because I felt that way, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna go this way. But because I never worked it out, the kink, that knot, that tension just continued to build and build and build. And so now here I sit having to truly, truly work, bring in professionals to help me work out this kink in both my body and in my marriage. A lot of us have areas in our lives that we avoid because of that same feeling. And we never seek out professional help. And yeah, I'm not trying to tell you guys that you need to go to therapy, but I will say this. Don't avoid something that is causing pain, grief, tension, depression, whatever ill feeling in your life. Don't allow it to sit there because it continues to fester and it becomes a manifestation of how you feel physically, and then it goes mentally, or it may start off as a mental thing and then it becomes a physical thing, like it did for myself. I knew that something wasn't right with my physical. All last week, I was in my office and in my classroom, and I was just like, oh my God, my back is killing me. Oh, I just need to go to the chiropractor. What is going on? And because this was my first full week back after the death of my grandfather and going through the burial and everything, I really just said, okay, I just feel like this because of everything that I had to help out with and do leading up to his burial, which was last Saturday, or the Saturday before. And I never thought that as I was sitting on the sofa doing video therapy with my husband and our therapist, that the nail would be hit on the head. It was like, seriously, it was just that hard. Yes, I did just bang on my desk. But I was dumbfounded, but also pleasantly surprised and welcomed what I had learned about myself, because I'm just thinking like, oh, well, I'm just giving him the same energy that he's giving. Y'all know the whole keep that same energy spirit. I was like, okay, I'm gonna give you what you're giving me, sir. If you're gonna avoid something and you refuse to speak to me when I'm asking you questions that are related to our marriage, then when you come at me, I'm gonna do the same thing. But as we start to peel back the layers, and the therapist was really great, she started with both of our childhoods, I realized that I've always done that. I've felt the need to just be like, okay, I want to avoid this kind of negativity because of certain things in my life. But I want you all to know that you are worthy of being happy, of being avoidance free. I'm not saying go out there and be like, I'm gonna get you all to get. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying don't avoid telling someone that what you did made me feel like. Because if they don't know how to treat you, you can't fault them for treating you the way that you don't want to be treated. I want you to know that you are worthy, that once you realize, oh my God, I've learned something about myself, to reward yourself, because knowledge is power. Now that I know that I do something that causes friction in my marriage, it causes tension in my body physically, like seriously, like, oh my God, y'all, I had cinder bricks on my back in my back, in my body. And once you know that, it just reward yourself and say, okay, I've learned something. I'm going to put a plan in place so that I gain from this and I continue to use it as best as I can. So I got me a massage, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. It was the best thing ever. And I had some wonderful lunch, and it was a light lunch. It was a late lunch, but it was a light lunch. And I decided to have some movie time with my husband that didn't go as well as we thought. It was just like, I was tired, I was sore, I was annoyed. So I was like, you know what? Let's pause. Let's just go. I'm gonna go to bed. I'm gonna finish my laundry and go to bed. But guess what? I was worthy of saying, look, I'm annoyed right now. I don't really wanna sit and do this. It's some other things that I need to tackle to make sure that my day is actually as productive as I set out to have a productive day of. And let me go do this and we can do this another time, okay? And he was cool with that. He was like, good, I'm tired. I was ready to go to bed anyway. I was just trying to have some time with you. I was like, okay, that's fine. We're both tapping out and we were good. And then I got up this morning and it was raining. And I felt like the rain was ever so symbolic of everything that I was trying to purge of yesterday. I learned something about myself. I was like, okay, I'm going to go get these kinks mentally and physically worked out so that I don't have to go into this new week carrying the same crap. So that's what I did. I looked at this rain as we were walking and I just like lifted my head up towards the sky and I let it hit me in the face. And it just felt so cleansing, y'all. And maybe it's my perspective. Maybe y'all like, no, Jay, I'm not going to go out in the rain and do that. But I know there are some people who welcome it. It may be someone who says that today is the perfect day to sage your house. It probably is. We just had a full moon. I don't stay on top of all that stuff, like whatever is in retro or whatever. If you do, wonderful. Please send me a link so I can learn because your girl be like, what, who's and where? And I don't know. I have saged my house before, but today was about self-purging. If the rain was saged, I did that. I know it's not, but I'm just saying. I allowed that to cleanse the earth as well as myself. And with it being Sunday, the beginning of the week, I feel so much more prepared to meet whatever comes my way this week head on. And I'm gonna be like, okay, you here, you back. Guess what? I've learned something. I'm going to apply it. And instead of you infiltrating this cleansed, purified, detoxified, stress-free body that I have, I'm going to tell you, no, not today. I'm sorry. There's no vacancy because I am worthy of being freed from my past, being freed from the challenges and obstacles that I faced prior to my massage and therapy session. How about that? I am free from the lack of knowledge that I knew before, because again, knowledge is power. What you do with the knowledge is what makes it that much more powerful. And because I know that, I have a tendency to avoid things. When things come my way, I'm just going to say, you know what? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this right now. And I am ready for that. I'm ready to receive that. I am ready to be the new me. I'm ready to be the me who knows my worth, who knows that it's okay to reward yourself. It's okay to give yourself self-love, because I will tell you, as a mom, as an employer, as an employee, as a daughter, mother, wife, whomever, we have so many different areas of our life that we can feel inadequate about, and we allow that to tell us what our worth is. That ain't it. We are worthy because we got up. We're worthy because we are women. We are worthy just because. And when you know that, you will act accordingly. You will gain the knowledge that is needed so that you continue to have the power to speak that you are worthy. And so I want you all to, there he goes again, he makes the water. I want you all to really embrace what I'm saying to you all. Know that you're worthy. If you learn something about yourself, apply it to your life, because that knowledge is power. And then you speak that power over yourself so that you continue that cycle of worthiness. I want you to feel just as good as this good old back of mine felt yesterday, where it was getting rubbed down and the kinks getting worked out. And so until next time, y'all, love on yourselves. You are worthy. You are worthy. And love on yourself some more. Surround yourselves with affirmations of positivity. And make sure, when I say to surround yourself, when you feel that moment of inadequateness of someone who said something that has made you feel less than yourself, go and find that and read it and speak that power back into yourself so that you know and you remember just how worthy you are. I love you all. Thank you always for coming and listening to my voice and putting up with my dog with all this racket. And enjoy whatever weather you're experiencing and wherever you are. Y'all be blessed. Hey, hey, hey. Well, thank you so very much for rocking with me through this entire episode. Thank you for continuing to support me. I changed up my format a little bit, but I hope that you're pleased. Instead of seeing me every single week, like I said before, and in my description, you'll only see me now bi-weekly, but I always make sure to deliver fresh and new and encouraging content for you every time that you hear my lovely voice. And if you miss me in between time, make sure that you're following me on all of my social media outlets, because I post daily. Thanks, loves, and stay blessed and be a blessing to someone else.